Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. He's Seth Payne, 713-572-4610 if you want to text the program. Join the chat, YouTube, Twitch. We appreciate you. If you haven't done so, download the Odyssey app. It's free, and you never have to miss a thing. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll talk with the fellas on In the Loop. John Lopez out today. I saw my guy, Chris Partee. He's in the house with Reggie Atatula. Figgy Fig, I would imagine, is here as well. They've got you from 10 until 2. Between now and then, Seth, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce. This is current audio, unlike the ones that we played for earlier, but it was fun. Pat Beverly and Lou Williams talking about Kevin Durant from 2019. Maybe one of my favorite audio cuts about any player. Ever. Lou Williams made that whole thing possible.
Yeah, those guys just saying that, man, okay, we tried everything we could to stop Durant. And no, it was not. He was going to score 50 points tonight. That's pretty much it.
I wish but, I would have been
trust
there.
Us. We tried mixing things up. We tried everything. And it was just, it was not going to happen. Now, that was 6 years ago, but it was fun audio to listen to.
Oh, it was fun. Lou Williams just like, dude, what do you want us to do? What do you want us to do? Yeah. Pat Bev, like, if you were the coach, how would you tell us to stop him? He's Kevin Durant. Well, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce had a little bit of a different discussion. In fact, this is mainly all Kevin Garnett because Paul Pierce, watching this podcast, very different personality from him than I am used to seeing on any one of those like First Take shows where he's very vocal. This dude was shades, slouched down in his chair, and he was basically the background noise. For Kevin Garnett, he was the yes man. He was like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah."
Whose is it? Durant? Is it Garnett's podcast or Paul Pierce's podcast?
I don't know. Like, who's the proprietor of this? I always see him when they're together. Garnett does most of the talking, so I'll say de facto it's Kevin Garnett. But here's Kevin Garnett and his soundtrack, Paul Pierce, talking about Kevin Durant and the method to Durant's madness joining the Houston Rockets.
I hate to go here, but this is this is what it is.
Right.
Katie coming here, when they start doing drills one-on-one, and you don't want to get down, man, bro,
that's going to tell the story.
He trying to see what's in here.
Right.
The young boys, he got amen.
See what's in here.
Amen, them twins going to be a problem in this league. Greeny ain't going nowhere, man. They already a problem. So learning from this two-time champion, this MVP, coming here with this confidence, seeing his shooting, seeing his arc, seeing his technique, seeing how he come in, how he work on his bag, how he work on his body. Man, this is what you want when you a young guy, especially A-Man and Junior. Jabari and A-Man watching, bro. Man, this is their path.
He good.
I see the effects of what it can be, but then you got to think about this side. Egos. You know, just like Paul said, when the young kid Anthony come to Boston, he can't think that, yeah, I'm going to come in here and get 29. No, let me come in here and learn these guys in this system in Boston because this ain't Portland. I'm missing the assignment here, it might be some repercussions or it might be a whole nother, you know what I'm saying? So when you get to Houston, first thing KD not won it a couple times. So he coming in here like, okay, look, when we play, this how y'all, he on the same team Paul was. Paul took Jeff Green and started wrestling Jeff Green. Jeff Green was like, what's going on? He was like, yeah, I'm just trying to see what you're going to look like when we get in the thick.
Great stuff from Kevin Garnett, man. Here's the big takeaways for me, Seth, is he mentioned Amen Thompson and Greeny, he was calling them, Alperen Şengün. They're going to be a problem. Those guys and other young players from the Rockets have an opportunity to learn from a future Hall of Famer, but I immediately thought of Jabari Smith, who we talked about earlier, got the 5-year, $122 million deal, the extension. We played audio from Ari Alexander and his conversation with him from KPRC last week, and he's already in the lab working, trying to be a better ball handler, trying to be more physical, trying to develop a higher motor, work on his endurance and stamina, so on and so forth. That's a guy who and those are really three guys immediately that I think are going to mesh about as well as you can with a guy like Kevin Durant coming in with so many pelts on the wall.
Yeah, well, I like the image of it almost like it's a throwback to those old stories about Never mind, I'm blanking. Larry Bird, thank you. Larry Bird and the way he would challenge and test rookies, or Michael Jordan, or any of those guys. I'm not putting Durant in. I'm not doing a power ranking of all-time greats or anything. But as he was talking about him coming in and testing the young guys, I started thinking and wondering, all right, by and large, I feel pretty good about all these guys. You know, obviously, Amen Thompson is not one to shy away from being challenged or pressured or anything. I wondered a little bit about Cam Whitmore and how that might be an interesting
just
thing to monitor and watch if you're a coach. Is all right, let's see how all these guys respond to Kevin Durant trying to up everything a level or push guys or question guys and test guys that you maybe start to find out about some of the core of like how much these guys want to be tested and how much they want to prove. Because by and large I feel like the guys that they have there for the most part are the kinds of guys that are going to respond to that in a positive way.
I thought of Cam Whitmore, honestly, first.
Yeah.
When, like, the image that I have in my mind is, you know, Kevin Durant on one side, Ime Udoka on the other side, and they're both giving Cam Whitmore, like, the side eye. Like, bro. Like,
yeah.
we're here. We're waiting. You know what I mean? Like, if that dude shows up late to a practice, if that dude isn't there before them, then I think they're going to think, they're going to think thoughts. And they're going to be like, dude, what are we doing? You're 20 and Kevin Durant is here. Like, we're a 50 plus win ball club. I told PC this the other day. If that's not enough motivation for you to, you know, just step your game up and play the way that Ime demands, you know, that swarm mentality that D'Amico, wants and expects from not just defensive guys, but offensive guys as well. Like, that's a prerequisite. If you want to play for us, you better come with that. Ime's got the same kind of thing going on. And if Kevin Durant can't pull the rest of that out of you, if you're Cam Whitmore or any other young player, then there's a problem. And you don't have a role on this team. It's just that simple. The Texans have said, if you're lacking this, you can't play here.
Yeah, no, I mean, with Jabari Smith Jr., he's worked with Durant already. And so there's no fear there. I think if anything, Durant probably already has... Probably has notes for the Rockets on exactly what he thinks Jabari Smith needs to work on that he's already shared with Jabari Smith Jr. That part of it. And I think Durant's, it just, the whole thing feels better than Durant maybe when he was in his ring chasing days or whatever it might be. And don't get me wrong, this is ring chasing still.
It is, yeah.
But it's not the same as constructing a super team. And some of the lessons that you learn, like when you construct that team you do in Brooklyn, you realize, oh, boy, it really is a lot harder to do in real life than it is on paper. Little things like the little things pop up. Personalities have to be managed. Pandemics and shutdowns happen. Like all of these things make it way, way, way harder to pull off than sometimes just doing the more old school, oh, okay, here's a team with a talented young core that just needs a couple of veterans to one veteran, one big veteran, and maybe a couple other fringe veterans to put them over the top. That feels more like the Astros in 2017.
You know, last week when the Rockets made this deal with the Suns, somebody had texted in, and I thought it was a good thought, but they asked the question, you know, if Kevin Durant wins a championship with the Houston Rockets this season or at some point in time over the next 3 years with the idea in mind that he's here with the Rockets young core, like the team basically is currently constructed, right? Does that change his legacy? Like, not necessarily change it, but does that kind of improve it? I mentioned the heel turn, you know, earlier in the show with you going from Oklahoma City to Golden State. And the narrative that followed and ensued of, you know, him becoming a villain and ring chasing and that whole thing. And ring he chased and rings he got. And now he's here. But he's like the dude. He's the superstar, the future Hall of Famer. And that's not to discount like the potential and hopeful development of guys like Şengün and Jabari Smith and Amen Thompson. But if they win a title, does that kind of... Is that like his title, like the first one that you could say, like, that's Durant's title or no?
Whether you say it's his title or not, I think he gets more actual credit for being the driving force behind it I mean, the guy's won two finals MVPs, you know, and yet because he did it with the Warriors, there's kind of a grudging acknowledgement of that because they were already a great team. But if he had done it, and yet LeBron, if LeBron wins finals MVP, you know, in Miami with those, with a really talented team around him, but because he created it, then he's going to get more of that full credit because he was the architect of it, or at least partly the architect of it.
Yeah.
I think it does. I mean, it just necessarily, I think winning a championship with another team is going to change the narrative on your career. Obviously, winning a championship in general does at any point, but this feels more like just this feels like business is the way it's always been and traditionally has been in pro sports. This isn't it's not a constructed super team. They struggled with offense. They came in, Durant improved the offense. He wins the MVP of the finals and the championship. That's much more so his championship than the Warriors ones, obviously.
I agree with you. There's not an argument that can be had. I for me at least, I fully agree with you. I just don't like the whole discussion to begin with, because I didn't even like it when he went from Oklahoma City to Golden State, because he was a really good player joining some other really good players in Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, certainly getting with the head coach and Steve Kerr. It was a great team already, right? And ring chasing, I get that whole narrative. I totally understand that. But he went there. He wasn't a distraction. He wasn't a perfect fit. And he won. And not only did he win and they won, but he was the NBA Finals MVP. There's that. Cam texts in on the YouTube chat. He says, if Durant gets a ring with us, he should be in the GOAT talks. Just look at the career stats. The whole ring chasing thing is the only blemish. Kevin Durant's already in the GOAT talks, in my opinion, and has been in the GOAT talks. This just kind of, maybe if there's another heel turn, maybe this is it for Durant, because this is like the swan song, right? He wants to retire a Houston Rocket. He wanted to come to the Houston Rockets, and both sides, the Suns and the Rockets, made it possible.
I guess, the GOAT talk, I don't like GOAT, you mean the GOAT power rankings, maybe?
Yeah, the power rankings, not like the greatest of all time.
Yeah. So greatest is the group of greatest of all time. I gotcha.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, hell, as much as we talk about GOAT and sports, I mean, there's like 15 in each.
I know, and with basketball especially, like the recency bias is huge and strong and all of that. I think elevating him up on the greatest of all time lists, wherever people have him at any given time. Like, he's probably usually somewhere in the early teens for greatest of all time. If he were to win two championships with the Rockets, how much would that vault him up over?
Yeah.
Various guys.
All right, coming up next, final segment already. We'll talk to the guys from In the Loop, Reggie Adetula and Chris Partee in for John Lopez today. So we'll talk to them here in a little bit. Also, I want to have this discussion real quick. Can Dana Brown, Seth, think about this. Can Dana Brown ever reach the Jeff Luno status around here? We'll discuss next.